We're holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Shulchanis. We were talking about Yud Gimel Shulchanis Hoye B'Migdosh. And on the bottom, four lines from the bottom, we're up to Toni. Mizrachu Ma'irev Hoye Nesunim. They were lined up, going. The Beis Hamikdash was Tzofenu Dorim, was right to left, and Mizrachu Ma'irev was front and back. So they were put in the Mizrach HaMayriv, Shtei Shuris, Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Haimer, Tzofim V'Dorim Hayin Nesunim. It was lined up left and right, not front and back. Man Dama Mizrach HaMayriv, Nicha, Kulo, Ruyin, L'Sheiros. So they were all in the Tzofinus, because the Halacha is Tzofin was where you had to make the Shechita. Shechita is a bit Tzofin. So therefore, Nimtza Shulcha Mandoma Tzofen Udorim, some of them were in the, they weren't good. I don't understand the Gemara exactly. So what happens on the, you're not allowed to take it out. Mandoma Tzofen Udorim, Nimtza Shulcha Bedorim. I don't understand exactly the kasha of the Gemara, that it would be, that Umenoira, now the Gemara goes Umenoira, there were also Asara Menoiras. So we'll go to Daf Yitches Amar Aleph Menoira Bitzofen. Nimshocha is, well, went, let's add Tzofen. Even though the Menoira has to be Bedorim. So there were partial of them that were no good. Now, even though that's a Dov of Pella, Yud Gimel Menoiras, there was one main Menoira, and these were the other Menoiras. The Asara Menoiras. So the Asara Menoiras, but still the Hadlok had to be Bedorim. So it's mashma that Dorim is not a Tanai in the Ksheris of the Avoida. It might be in the Metzias of the Menoira that it has to be in that din. Zog the Mishneh, Zog the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to go into some mathematics about. Coming up in the Daf Yomi. Yeah. Zog the Gemara, the whole Mishkan, including the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 30 Amma long and 10 Ammas wide. So it was, let's say an Amma is 2 feet. It was 60 feet by 10, by 20 feet. 60 by 20. The Mishkan. Right? The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 amos long, 10 amos wide, and 20 amos long. So it's interesting. What? So one third was the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Gemara. So now that the Gemara talked about the Shulchanois Bebeis HaMikdosh, so now we're going to talk about Shulchanois Shal Moshe in the Mishkan. Vahai, Toni, HaShulchanois Yenosen Mechatzei Habayis Ulefnim. So that means Mechatzei Habayis, the whole Mishkan in length was 20. Correct? Was 30. Was 30 by 10. So Ashulchan Oynosim Mechatzi HaBayis Filifnim. No, but only the Bayis. The Mishkan was 30 long. 10 was the Kodesh HaKadosh. The regular Kodesh was 20. So if you split the Kodesh, it's 10 in down. Mizrach and Ma'ariv was 10 and 10. So where do you put the Shulchan? It's the Shulchan. It was the Shulchan was at the 10, the 50-yard line, right? At the 50, base. Now, Moshuch min ha-koisul shtei amis u-mechza. That means from side to side, it was 10. But it was in the right side, 2.5. Klape ha-tzofen, on the tzofen side. So it was 2.5 in the tzofen side. U-menayra was 2.5. On the Dorim side, connected with Dorim. Mizbeach Azov, Oyanosim Beemtza Abayis, Choylik Es Abayis, Mechetz Yilefnim, and so the Mizbeach Azov was on the 10 side, 5 in, I guess. Moshuch Kima Klape Chutz, so it was a little bit in order not to disturb between the Menorah and the Shulchan. V'kulon Oyanosim Mishlish Abayis Vilefnim. Okay, I don't know why you have to repeat that again. Okay, so the Gemara, Eser Menoyrois Osu Shloimo. Now we're going to be, we did about the Shloimo on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Eser Menoyrois Osu Shloimo Shenemar Vayasis Menoyrois Azov. Eser Kemishbotam Vayitim Behechel Chomesh Miyamin V'Chomesh Mismoil. Which the Gemara asked before. Not clear what the Chomesh Miyamin, Chomesh Mismoil. That means there were some of them on Sofim, which is no good. Frank the Gemara, Chomesh Miyamin, Chomesh Mismol, in Tamar. Are you going to tell me, so some of them were in the Tzofen? Chomesh Bat Tzofen, V'chomesh Bedoroim, Baloi Ein HaMenoira K'sheira, Elo Badoroim, Shenemar V'z HaMenoira Noicha HaShulchan, Al Yerech HaMishkon Tamona. So Frank the Gemara, Mat Talmud Loimer, Chomesh Miyamin v'chomesh Mismol. It's a very interesting Gemara. That even though that the halacha is, you only need one menorah. Shloima HaMelech had a certain reason to make extra menorahs. So therefore, but it says it was lined up five in the Tzof and five in the Dorim. And we know it's a posik in the Torah. Es menorah noichach ha-shulchon ha-nyerach ha-mishkon. Teimona, that the menorah has to be bidoroim. So how could you have five in the tzofen? One would have argued and said these five are auxiliary menorahs. They're not important which side they're on.
On the same side as the shulchan?
No, the shulchan was on the tzofen side. So now these five were on the side. So Gemara's asking. So it's muchach from the Gemara that tzofen and dorim, when it comes to menorah, is a haloche in the hadlokas ha-menorah, in the chefts of the menorah. It's not just to be yoitza hadlokas menorah, because be'emes am yoitza hadlokas ha-menorah with the main menorah. These other menorahs are just extra, but still the Gemara is asking that you can't light it bitzafayin, as it states in the Gemara. Yeah. You know, someone I have, the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to be very involved that the menorah was straight lines. The sticks on the menorah, yeah, he had a picture from the Rambam. So that's why the Lubavitcher menorahs that they light all over are straight, not semi-circled. So they will ask, if you go to the Arch of Titus, I never was there, but if you go, then you see that they're round. So it seems, unless they just added that, that was their own imagination and artistic liberty.
You know how to make pictures.
Oh, so you mean the Arch of Titus, they were marked on the pictures. No, so I saw once somebody wrote, these were the other menorahs. Oh, but you see from our Gemara that the other menorahs had a dinner menorah, at least we saw the Adloge, that had to be in the Doron. All right, they wanted to do a whole Elo. So what does it mean, the Asara menorahs Yosef Shloima? Wash two shuris in each one. So the Gemara is going to have to answer Midaram Litzofen. So what's the Gemara answers? Chomesh mi yamin, minay rasay shal moisha, the chomesh mi smoyloi. So what's the Gemara's answer?
Yeah, it wasn't in the
Tzofen,
it was all in the
Darim. It was all in the Darim. Right and left, but it was all had to be in the Darim. So now, even though Oirech kol minayra, is shtei amis. So together, if they're lined up, would be 10 amis. So how could it be in the drama? No, that's what's going to be the Mugur's Kasha. So Zog the Gemara, Afal Pi Kain. So they were mostly in the dromois, Loi Hoya Maver, Elo Shel Moshe Belvad.
This part of the Brice.
Right. It's a Hemshech of the Brice. Shenemar menorahs azov v'nei roiseo levayro be'erev be'erev. No, so what is that pasuk in Divrei HaYomim? No, so it looks like these other menorahs were for decoration almost, not for lighting. And still, now it's a little schwer, and still, for that decoration, it also has to be bedarim, not bitzaf. I would think, once we say that it doesn't have to be mavir, so then I wouldn't think it has to be bitzaf, and not, it wouldn't bother us if it would be bitzaf. So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, no. Shteishu's Amenoira was not that way. It was Al Kulon Hoya Maver. He only argued Al Kulon Hoya Maver. She'enemar, because in that pasuk of the Reomim, there's Menoiras, Vinei Roiseyam Levairon, Kamishbot Lifnei Advir Zov Sogol. We'll have a shtickle coming up in the Eish Tomid in Bamidbar, I think it's over there. That in Baloischa, it's Mashma, that the lighting of the menorah, the light, the burning wick, is part of the cheftza of the menorah. It's not you have a menorah and you light, and it's just the utility, a place where to light. A lit menorah is part of it. It's almost that there's a tzad. I don't know. I had an Orach Chaim HaKadosh that there's a tzad that lighting the menorah is like a chinuch each time, that when you light it, you're making a new menorah. Every time you light the fire, you're making a menorah. That's what's what. So I told it, I connected it to Hilchus Chanukah, that in Hilchus Chanukah, that in Hilchus Chanukah, there was a whole shiloh. Oh, that's a very sharp alumnus, I don't know. I said that that Rabbi Kivagas has a suffix. If you light, you forgot to make a bracha by the first ner, could you make the bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah on the other ners? So Rabbi Kivagas says on hider mitzvah you don't make a bracha. So yes, akash, if hider mitzvah you don't make a bracha, why does the Ramah say that you could make a bracha on the second light? Kivagas proves from a Ramah that if you didn't make a bracha on the first, you could make a bracha on the second. So he said, how could you make a bracha on the second there? I look at the mitzvah, and you can't say, Asher Kachar Mitzvahs of Itzivano on Lahadlik. So I told Sue something I once heard from a Rebbe of mine, Rebbe Michal Shorgen Shlita, that he said, the Yerushalmi says, every time you make a tefillin, or you make a sukkah, you make a bracha. Fake the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, you have to make a bracha on Asiyas Keftza Shal Mitzvah. The Bavli argues we don't make a bracha. The Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchus Bracha says that you do make a bracha. When do you make the bracha? When you yoytze the mitzvah, then you makayim that bracha also. So when you put on lo niach tefillin, that includes the bracha. So he's mashma the Rambam. That means the Rambam in principle agrees with the Yerushalmi. The only reason he doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi is because he included in this bracha. So he said like this. Usually it's staged. You make the cheftza, and then you do the mitzvah. By Ner Chanukah, you don't make, this is what I'm saying. By Ner Chanukah, the asiyas cheftza and the maisa mitzvah happen simultaneously when you light the ner. Because lighting the ner makes the cheftza shel mitzvah. So I said, mitzat cheftza shel mitzvah, the ner shel hider and the ner shel mitzvah are the same. In the chiyuv to do it, there might be a difference. Rabbi Kivag is right. Hit the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Here, the bracha by Ner Chanukah is on the asiyas chefetz shel mitzvah. And hit is a chefetz shel mitzvah too. It's also a Ner Chanukah. So, b'meila, you make the lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Oh, maybe this is the machloik, is these two mandamra. Here it is, mandamra, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it has to be lit, not because he argues it has to be lit. He agrees in Svara to the first Manda Amar. The main Adlake is the main Menorah. These other ones are just decorative. But still the Yerushalmi is saying, it has to be lit because it's not a Cheftza of a Menorah. Ooh, I'm saying a big word. Until it's lit. He's not arguing, he agrees the lighting is not the mitzvah.
But he's not arguing there's no point in
If it's not lit, you don't have a menorah.
What's the point? Right.
Right, you don't have a menorah. That's the part. So maybe that's going to be the machlekes. What does he say?
He says, "Akula himav." It's much push that you like all of them, right?
Right.
He says, "Haynu shepamayim leyamadlik zanes v'minar zubamayim."
I see in the Masifta Gemara too. Mashreima hamenayla shekulam ksheirim lavaris menayra.
Sometimes this and sometimes that.
Yeah,
but
well,
I don't know where they get that.
I'm learning the way I'm learning. It comes out different.
Right, but
does he say something there on the bottom? Oh, let's see that. Let me see in the back. Yeah, because maybe that it's almost they don't want to have all of them lit.
You light it in the wrong. Not this. If you light it in the wrong place. You say it's a problem, right?
Oh, there's a whole turmoil.
If you're saying if
you
light, it's
making it, it's nothing. No, run, let's find it.
It's like having a light bulb that's not turned on. What's like, you know?
Oh, I see. Rashi Menoches Kosav. That's a Lashon Rashi.
What that?
In Menoches, Daf Tzadik Teso Meralev. Coming up. So Rashi says over there, Vavanu Le'el B'Shem HaKeren Eire. Because of our friend, Shvizah Gam Madam Al Kulamah. Chem Pishu Abedim Mishulam. Sheyimar Al Ezim Jeh. Because of Berash Cirillo, Shalaman De Omar, Sherak B'Shal Moishu Yimar V'Yitaritz, Shemash Gozim Noyes Nev Seh Levarim Kamishu, Urag Lenoy, no. So where does he bring another tzad? Nogamol. Im hitlik bekulam, I beza shiyutza. Barashi kosav shal Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, lohaya misader al kulam, elo shal apamim bezu lapamim shuzu. Fano leo b'shev hirshata mishum, sha'oivar mishum bal tesef. Im misader al kulam.
Just bring
us that. That was what was machriach Rashi. That it would have been bal tesef.
So that's a
raya
to your
that's a naya
raya.
No, I'm saying maybe you could learn not like Rashi. I have to find someone who doesn't like Rashi.
No,
the reason you're not over about Toysev is I'm not lighting it for the mitzvah. I'm a favorite not lighting it for the mitzvah,
that.
But it has to have a Shem Menele.
You don't light it, it's not
about Toysev. That's a mystical
no,
tailor.
I want to say, but
what
the
Rav said, that this is like. What the Rav said before saying the brach on the second candle. Why is that different than Esrog? You don't take it, if the second Esrog is Mahuda, you don't say a bracha on it.
Right.
See, that Menachas, the more Menachas is going.
I hear that would be a.
The more Menachas going, right. My number basically.
Look up Menachas Sadek test. Yeah.
You don't say a second bracha. If you find a more Mahuda, you get
Esrog. Oh, why was so? Where does that come into this? Well,
if you didn't say the bracha on the first, you lied on. You said, could say the bracha on the second candle,
uh-huh.
Right? But that's a din hidur. It's neri.
Yeah, I'm just proving from there that even when there's no chiyuv, even if there's no chiyuv, there is a din mitzad the menera to have that din. I have to write this down. It's good.
They
write here Rashi. I'll give you the Divra Maskel. Rashi Tzadik Tes Amir Aleph Divra Maskel Al Kulam.
You don't light it, then it's not a menorah, so it's nothing. So how can we go places?
Right. That's what he's answering. He's saying that's why Rashi wanted. That's why Rashi needed to learn that you only lit one, because Rashi was bothered by the inyan of Bal Tosef.
Yesterday we asked.
Right, that's a good kasha. So make
the
shtavon.
Now it's a shagoraya. The fact that it's not lit, it's nothing.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
It brings up Elizabeth Shemua.
That what?
That same thing as Elizabeth Shemua.
So what does Rashi say?
No, I'm sorry, that's not all fun.
Yeah, the same thing. Okay. You're very good. You hear what Bohanan is saying? He's saying that maybe Bedavka not. What does Rashi say?
But that's not going on
the
Shulchan.
Oh, so I don't know. Yeah. They bring it here. Kosov shall be Yosef Rabbi Yehuda lahoya misader al kulam. Right. That's going on the Shulchan.
The menorah at all? I think
this is all shulchan.
Is it? The menorah is coming up after that.
Yes, on that part?
Maybe on the base.
There's also
a... It's coming up then. The menorah is up in there.
Okay, we're going to see. Yeah. Oh, there's no Rashi on the menorah. Okay, Zog di Gemore. On the Shulchan, they're stelling it so. And they bring a Karen Oira. And because we're Vahim.
Maybe it's before.
The Rav could be correct that it's not, you can't compare the Shulchan maybe to the Menorah. Who says, you know? It says Baal Kula. Oh, I think I said because that Lashon.
Baal Kula. What do they say on the bottom of Menachas in art school? I'm surprised that over here they don't make a note of it. Okay. Zog di Gemore. Haperach va'neirois va'milkochayim zov hi michloi zov. Ma michlois? Hein kilui zov oi shal shloime. What does that mean? Tony Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav Asi.
Yeah, the Yalkut Shmoyni says that disagrees with Rashi.
Does the Yalkut Shmoyni that all will lit?
Yeah. So that after placing the parvos up on the table, Moshe the God would then place on the other table. Similarly, when they lift the menorah Moshe,
oh,
they kill it all.
So that's good. Yalkut Shmoyni pash baloischa.
Discusses about this, but all should say
Malachim. Yalkut Shmoyni Malachim. Okay. And they don't bring the Karen Oira.
Yeah, the Karen Oira, the first shot. Yeah, they arranged the, that was the first.
They bring the Karen Oira, that it's Baal Taisif.
He doesn't say Baal Taisif, he says, yeah, it's because of Baal Taisif. Yeah, that's what
because of Baal Taisif, yeah.
It's the same with the Shulchan standing with that.
Right. So I'm answering it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Hashtag Taylor. Yeah. So the Gemara, Tone, Rabbi Shubi Yawasi, Hoye Shloime Neutel, Elef Kikrei Zov. And he would keep on putting it in liqueur into the whatever that's called the oven, the fire. Umoitzion, achehu mamidon al echod, lekayim mashe nemar, kikor zov toyor osa oiso. Yeah, that's what it was. So the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'menorah zov, she'aseh b'meishah b'midbar. Voice he say, Redina zov, v'chnisu l'kur shmoinim pam, v'loi chesre klum. V'yos, ad lo yokum al brorei. It had to be clear. Avichoser sagin, min du kayim al brorei, loi chosre klum. I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara means. So therefore, to liquor. Zog the Gemara, Zog the Mishnah. Shloisha also shayfras were in the Migdash. Because of Aleihem, each shofar had a designated, a shofar was the pushka, and each one had a designation for what it is. On the first one it was written, Taklin Charetin. This is for this year's shkolim. Charetin Anu. On the sheni was written, Taklin Atikin. On the third one was written, for Kinin. On the fourth one was written, Goiz Le'oilo. On the fifth one was written, Eitzi. On the sixth one was written, we'll see each one, Levena. On the seventh one was written, Zov Le'kapoires. So there, and besides that, there were six for regular contributions. Zog the Gemara, what is this Inyan? Zog the Mishnah, what is this Taklin Charetin? Shebechol Shana Vishana by Chodesh Nissen, people would give their money already by Adar for the Chodesh Nissen collection. Atikin was Mishaloy Hovi Ishtaket. he was making up for the last year. Shoykel Lishona Haba, but I guess they didn't want to mix it up. We'll have to see this. Why was it not? Why didn't they want to mix it up? I don't see anybody explain that. Did they explain it there? What was wrong of okay. Keenan Hain Toyrim. Right. Vigoiz le oilo aim b'nei yeina. It's this week's parsha. Parsha's tazriya mitzere. Tor u b'nei yeina. You need one tor. Here's for tayrim. Goiz le oilo aim b'nei yeina. And these oifes cool on oilois. Right. I guess not for the chatos. You also bring a chatos and an oilo. An oif. But this, I guess, not the Rebbe Yehuda. Echot chatos ve'echot oilo. That was in the Kenan. Cool guys, le oilo was cool in oilois. We'll have to see in the Gemara why there was such a strict separation in the kupa. Zokter ho'oimer for the eitzim. Hoyme hare olai eitzim lo yifchois mishnei gizrin. Each morning you need to give the full amount. I don't know why. You don't take half amounts. We don't take half donations. You need a whole, eat a whole or nothing. Yeah, the same thing is by Levoina. Layivchis mi koimetz. Zov, but it's obviously not because of the hefts of the thing. The Zov is Layivchis mi dinar Zov, because each kli was made from a dinar Zov. Then Shishakub is Linadova. Ma yoisim, bo, loichim oilois. They used to have extra kabonis by Ketzam Zbeya. Habosu l'shem, vo oirois lakahanim. Ze midrash dorish yoyde hakoyin hagodol osham lashem oshamu for the regula. It's mashma lashem kol shubo mishum chatos mishum mashma. You could eat yilkoch behem koyinim oilois abos lashem oirus lakanim nimsu shnei ksuvim kayomim osham lashem is going on the osham lako is going on. The oilos oshem lakoyin is going on the chatos. We'll have to come back when we do this gemara. Zog the gemara. Tanya Omer Reb Yehuda. That the shofers were there for the bnei yoino and for the kinim lohoyu shofer shel kinim biyushalayim mipnei hataruvos. What does that mean? Because v'nimtzu dmei chatois meisois muravis ben. One of the halach l'moshe misinai, the hey chatois meisus, that you're not allowed to bring it, is if it was brought, if after it was mufresh, somebody died. So then the money of the person who died would be in there, and it's not good. I don't know, why don't you say it's batel bereiv? Or the Gemara's going to ask. The Tosis in Me'ila. Why don't you say that... It should be as bottle. So the Mishnah Melech says, "Shalai shayves l'kin chaim shomayim v'im yesh bitul matbeya." Why is no good? Shalshav shem alayim tzakim gan echad. V'achnevo shatam shem moishah chadosh meisu balei b'deil beroiv. Because Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino loy bottle, and if v'asem uskal shem alchatchila chachomim loy rotz shenirah b'shayves mechayev. I would say money, maybe ein achenami in. If it would be animals, it would become bottle. But money doesn't become bottle. Because I still own, unless the money becomes a chatos. If there's still the money has a certain ownership, ownership doesn't become bottle. That's a gemara in Beya, Mishnah in Beitza. Because the Mishnah says, if tchum goes on my items also, not only. So when you have, let's say, a cake and part of the cake belongs to me, you can't take it out. Even though you say it's bottle bereiv, because ownership doesn't come bottle bereiv. Yeah, so now we can declare the money that's in the money that's in there, the din money, it's still mine. I have till kapara mikayel that money. When it becomes a carbon, maybe an echanabe could become bottle, but if not now, it doesn't become bottle. Okay, we'll have to think about it.